The new law increases the amount of bonding available to the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority by $500 million. It also increases the number of families who are eligible for loans. But it strips a provision in the old program that lets immigrants who have only taxpayer identification numbers apply for state-backed home loans. This new law requires a Social Security number. Doyle still says it's a good plan overall.
I think that you are still going to find a market for people who are working and have IRS numbers and who want to purchase homes. I think you're going to find that there will be commercial institutions that will continue to do that.
But fellow Democrat and Milwaukee Assemblyman Pedro Colon says Doyle should have vetoed this plan. He says it will hurt Latinos in his district, and the Republican lawmakers who pushed it are trying to score easy political points.
They want to turn every law into an immigration law, and this is just part and parcel of what I believe is a huge abuse on immigrants who obviously don't have the political wherewithal to fend for themselves in the system.
Another bill working its way through the legislature would prohibit undocumented immigrants from getting driver's licenses in Wisconsin. Doyle has not said whether or not he'd sign that plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.